and Kira. Weekends from 11.
As always, an incredible, stellar weekend of shows, Kira. Really has to be said.
It was Oscar-worthy, Chris.
It really was. If they gave out Oscars for radio shows in Ireland, we would definitely be in the top 10, I feel. At least
we
maybe top 15.
Would.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Did. On Saturday, we were chatting about one of the biggest crimes you can commit in this modern world is watching an episode of a TV series ahead of who you're watching it with,
absolutely.
Which is probably, you know, your other half or something like that. And Chris had a story for me and I gave my little girl brain opinion on it. And I feel I was right.
I feel you had a lot of insight, and I'm glad I got your insight on the story and your little girl brain, as you put it. I didn't call it little during the segment, Kira.
No,
I called it your girl brain. I mean, you're the one attributing little to it. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, lest anyone think I'm a sexist, which I am, of course, but not for that reason. That is not me. Those are your words.
We were also talking about how it's 2021 and unfortunately humans are now being diagnosed with conditions called climate change.
Oh, it's... It is a damning an indictment on our current state of affairs. Yeah, absolutely. On Sunday, we were discussing the fact that all my friends are now cryptocurrency experts. All of my friends now think they know everything about stock trading.
It's like Wolf of Wall Street when you go over to Chris's house, I tell you.
Oh my God, all this technical analysis, all this jargon that I guarantee you they barely understand. But anyway, we were discussing that. And also, of course, Kira was wilding out about the fact that Ed Sheeran is doing cameos in too many things.
And here's the thing. I really like Ed Sheeran, but I just think he's doing himself damage. Like, I was irritated at the end of Red Notice. I was irritated. I was like, that was not necessary. And also, if directors are going to use musicians for cameos in their movies, well, then maybe think bigger than Ed Sheeran, even though, like, he is one of the biggest stars in the whole entire world. He's just been used too often.
Sure. And like, it's weird because like, even sometimes like I'll get invited on a podcast or something and I won't do it because I'm like, what can I bring to this? Like, genuinely, I'm like, what can I say? What could I bring to this that's new or that people would want to hear? And sometimes I honestly say to myself, nothing, so I won't do it. And like, that's me. But other people don't seem to have that. I don't know.
And also, I'm not saying that Ed Sheeran, it's obviously a passion of his. I mean, because he's appeared in like Home and Away,
being
Short
in
and
cameos
Street,
is
The
his
Simpsons,
passion. Yeah,
Game
absolutely.
Of Thrones,
yeah,
Red Notice, Bridget Jones' Baby. So like, he obviously loves it. And I don't want to think it like it's an egotistical thing, but I'm beginning to think that maybe it is.
It could be.
Yesterday. God, how can we forget about yesterday?
That it could be. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe you're right.
Really
maybe
weird.
There's a little bit of ego involved, but...
God, yesterday was such a weird movie.
Yeah, you watched it, didn't you? I remember
I did.
Thinking
I
to myself,
did like a fool. Yeah. I did like a fool. Of
but
course
did you
I
not
did.
Enjoy it? No?
No, I didn't.
What would you give it out of 10?
A star is like, give it like 1 star out of 5.
Okay then. I'm going to check it out. All right. Listen, all of that and more on the show. Here's how it went down. Kira's giving me advice on the best smelling candles because she got some new candles. This is very exciting. This one is fig and what?
It's called Mission Fig. This is what this particular scent of candles. And I was just saying to Chris, right, that like I get loads of scent of candles and I get, you know, loads of different smells and, you know, flavors of, you know, scent of candles.
Yeah.
But honestly, the most opulent for me, right, the most scent that makes me feel like, you know, I've got a million in the bank is when you've got a scented candle that's got fig in it.
This is how ignorant I am. I don't think I even know what fig smells like. I could barely show you a fig.
Chris,
so fig is
good.
I've seen candles with fig as one of the, you know, scents, but I didn't realize that that was the one that makes you feel particularly opulent and wealthy, Kira.
I'm also going to add vetiver in there as well. Vetiver is like a gorgeous, like, you know, kind of earthy scent as well. So vetiver and fig, I'm telling you, if you want to buy somebody a posh candle...
Vetiver
get them
is
fig.
A perennial bunch grass of the family. Oh, who cares? Right. I don't know what vetiver is, but Kira, I am very interested that you are giving me this advice in the morning. Kira just decided she was going to start telling me that song was playing. And Kira, I'm hugely appreciative. Thank you. Man, I didn't think they'd be able to do it justice, but my God, that's beautiful. Oh, my God. Codaline, the RTE Concert Orchestra. Zombie. Like, you think if you're going to do a classic like that, there's no way you're going to be able to do it justice. But that's beautiful. That's incredible.
That's lovely. And it's already number one in the Irish album compilation charts, and it's only on sale for a week. It's called Salvation. It's an album of songs by the Cranberries, recorded by the very best of today's Irish artists like Amy, Moncrief, Pillow Queens, True Tides, Roe, and our favourite, obviously, Zombie by Codaline and the RTE Concert Orchestra, which you just heard there, with the Cranberries' very own Noel Hogan on guitar. And as if that's not enough, a world exclusive extra recording of Dolores and the band performing one of their songs from a session they did for 2FM in the noughties is also available on it. And we'd love you to support the special album, as the money from the sale of Salvation will go straight to the work of Pieta. So full details and track list are on 2fm.ie. It's available now on download and CD. It would make a great Christmas present.
Beautiful, it would, and it's beautiful. And I mean, different. As well as buying it, you're also supporting that brilliant cause. So I mean, what's not to love? Come on, do it right now.
Now,
I have a feeling this is going to annoy me. Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to really annoy me, but go ahead.
It's probably going to annoy a lot of people, and I don't think that the doctor should have diagnosed the woman with this particular thing, because I think the name of this is being used for something different right now. I think that the doctor should have probably termed, or you know, coined a new phrase, whatever. But a Canadian woman has become the first patient in the world to be diagnosed as suffering from climate change after she developed breathing difficulties following an historic heatwave. So as we're all very well aware, and we're becoming more aware every single day, a little bit too late, but like at least we're still becoming aware, whatever. Climate change, it's huge, it's happening. I mean, you know, there's no kind of like, you know, brushing it under the carpet, like, you know, it's happening. But
no, Kira, a guy I went to school with shared on Facebook that it's not happening and that it's a conspiracy created by Jews and the devil. So I just wanted to give you that counterpoint, Kira, about climate change. All right,
working at an emergency department, it's at a hospital in British Columbia. Dr. Kyle Merritt said his diagnosis of the woman in her 70s is his attempt at processing what he was seeing. So obviously temperatures are soaring really, really high. We've looked on, we've seen floods, we've seen forest fires, we've seen ridiculously high temperatures, record-breaking temperatures, which, you know, the WHO estimate that climate change now causes more than 150,000 deaths a year. So this doctor diagnosed this Canadian woman with climate change.
I guess. Now, yeah. I mean, I guess that is going to be a thing in a few years. The climate, as you say, the planet's changing. The reality is, I know, we're going to have to start living in different parts of the world. Certain parts of the world might become uninhabitable. So the reality is, we are going to actually start being diagnosed with the impacts of climate change.
Maybe, yeah, but I wish they had a different name for it.
I think that's kind of powerful. She's suffering from climate change. Don't you get it, Kira? That's deep. You know?
It is kind of, isn't it?
Yeah. Her symptom or whatever, her condition is climate change.
I was like, come up with a new terminology, because obviously we're using the word climate change like we use, you know, I mean, climate change is very specific to...
It's a buzzword now. Yeah, it is.
It's kind of like a buzzword. It is, and I hate to say that.
No, it absolutely
is. It is kind of a buzzword. So for a doctor to diagnose someone with climate change, I'm like, okay, no, can we actually come up with an ISIS of this? You know what I mean?
Climate change is ISIS. I know what you're saying. As in, it needs a medical term to make it sound...
Yeah.
No, but in a way, is it not kind of more significant and more meaningful to say, oh no, she's suffering from climate change? Because climate change is eventually...
True.
We're all going to suffer from it in one way or another. So I guess... Because they do say as well that even certain parts of certain cities in the world are getting way hotter. Certain urban areas are getting way hotter, and that there is... And that's all linked to poverty and everything, and the areas that are more impoverished are generally the hotter areas and stuff because of how towns are laid out. So it is probably fair to say we're all going to suffer from it at some point, and to actually diagnose somebody with climate change in a way is kind of significant. I get what they're going for. There's a meaningful kind of tone to it that I am actually... Mm-hmm. I'm not as annoyed by this as I thought I'd be. I thought I was going to be more annoyed by it, but now that I think about it, maybe this doctor was the right idea.
Yeah, people have come out and they've praised the doctor for using that term, and they said it was a very wise decision. I think it's great that medical professionals are starting to bring visibility to the fact that climate change is actually a massive health hazard, you know? So
100%. Like, in a way, like, I know what you're saying is, in obviously it might need an actual term, like she has difficulty breathing or whatever. I'm sure they could have been more academic about it, but that's a kind of a much more direct way of saying. Like, for example, you could also say, and I know this wouldn't be the medical term, with the amount of stress and heartache I've caused you from having to deal with me, like, you're suffering from Chris Green, if you get me. Do you know what I mean, Kira? You could also argue that a doctor could
Chris
give
Green-itis.
You... There you go. They could give you that diagnosis. So, no, I do get it.
No, that's too nice a term for it.
for what I would do.
Yeah, what you've done to me. I need something that sounds way more horrific.
Yeah, I know
than
what
Chris
you're saying.
Green-itis.
It sounds like it's almost death. That sounds like it's almost a death sentence. No, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Okay. Hey, why did I bring this up, actually? I don't want to be criticized here. I hate being criticized. All right, look, how about this? Instead, let's all relax here. There's music on the way from Calvin Harris. Beyonce. I'm not an affliction, actually. I'm a blessing.
Oh, no, you are.
No, I'm no. an absolute no, blessing, no. Kira. How dare you? Now, we are always looking to showcase and spotlight brilliant new Irish music. If you are an up-and-coming artist based in Ireland, Kira and I, we want to make noise about you. We want to shout about you and we want to play you on the national airwaves. So if you ever want to get in contact, chrisandkira@rte.ie is the email address. chrisandkira@rte.ie. If you're management, if you're the artist themselves, whatever it is, we don't care. We'd love to hear from everybody. Send us your music and we will do our best to try and feature it as a track of the week. Great track of the week this week, by the way, I have to say.
We do indeed, Chris. It's all about a family affair this weekend because we have twin sisters who have always sang and played together. Their names are Rue. Their inspiration comes from artists such as Ne-Yo, Pink, Dua Lipa, Christina Aguilera. These Dublin-based artists, they combine their influences and they've experimented with like heavy production and vocal effects to create this kind of modern electric pop. The song, it's absolutely brilliant. It's called Dancing Sad. And they wrote the song when one of them was going through a hard breakup. They wanted to write an anthem for themselves to get out of bed and to move again and to help others who may be struggling to do the same thing.
Okay,
so here we go.
Yeah, okay.
You ready? Listen up. Chris and Kira's track of the week.
Kira, I have not done this in a while, but I am going to need your girl brain on something.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Sometimes I pick Kira's girl brain for things. It doesn't always go well, but I do feel, and I know this seems trite for the lad to be like, here, you know the way women are fucking agents and I can't understand them. Kira, what do you think of this? However, I did want to run this by you because, by the way, I have permission to run this by you as well because my friend said this to me. Like, why he was asking me or like even accounting this to me, I have no idea because
I needed to vent and
sure,
get it off his chest.
Yes.
So go on.
But I'm not the man for this. So I said
to him,
listen.
Sit down on the couch. Sit down.
Okay, Kira, listen to this. You're not going to believe this. Now, listen to this, Kira. So I said to him as well, listen, I might, if it's all right, run this by Kira. And there may be a few others listening if you catch my drift. We might do it on the radio. And he was like, yeah, I'd love people's opinions on this. So my friend and his girlfriend, we're watching a particular, and I know we've covered this before actually a while ago, however it's more his reaction or his girlfriend's reaction that I'm worried about. So he and the girlfriend were watching a particular show on Netflix, okay, and he went ahead, like he had finished work and she was doing some weird night shift or something, I don't know, anyway I wasn't really listening to that part. However, the long and the short of it is he watched an episode without her. But then but then was willing to watch the episode again with her. But the reason this even came up was because you know how Netflix just brings you to the last part you watched. Mm-hmm. So as in, when they sat down to go to watch, he didn't tell her he watched it without her or anything. And he was quite happy to suffer through it again. No, but he was happy to suffer through it again with her, if you understand what I'm saying. So they sit down, but it's obvious, given the place where it is in the series, that he or that somebody had gone ahead. So that way it came out. And she started crying. Which seems, like, don't get me wrong, I am sorry to hear that she was crying, and I'm sorry to hear that it hurt her that way, but from your girl brain, Kira, is that not, like, a disproportionate reaction to that event, to have actual crying as a result?
Yes, but I bet you it wasn't because he watched an episode without her. It's never really usually the reason, if you know what I'm trying to say. It does seem to be a little bit of a dramatic unfolding of events when somebody has watched an episode without you, but I do have a theory on this.
Okay.
See, as women, when we watch a TV show with men, it kind of bonds us. We see it as a collective special thing to do with our other half. And it's just, you know, between the two of you as a couple, it's special time set aside in the busyness of life to experience a particular, whether it's a TV show or what, together, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So she might have put a real importance on this. Not even, it's not about the TV show as such. It's about the time as a couple sitting down together to watch that specific TV show together. More like a bonding thing.
Okay, because you see, I said to him, I'm very proud of myself because I didn't quite say what you said, but I said something similar. I'm like, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, man, but she's probably not crying over the episode itself. Like, there is probably something else that has her crying. Hopefully it's just something like what you said. Hopefully it's not another massive trust issue within the relationship. But I even said, pal, it's probably not the episode itself that caused that. Like, I'm sure she wasn't that devastated.
It's funny though, but this is a thing. I had a friend who actually said to me on the sly, he was like, I've started watching the new season of Succession without my other half. Don't tell her. And I was like, right, okay, this is a thing, because obviously she probably wanted to watch that particular TV show, you know, with her partner. And I remember popping down to see my mum and dad, and my mum was in a bad mood. And I was like, oh, there's a bit of tension here now between mum and dad. What's going on? Because it's very rare, in fairness. And then mum was like, yeah, when I went to bed last night, she watched another episode. They were watching some mafia-esque TV show together on Netflix.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
That's their thing, though.
Yeah, all right.
So, like, the correlation here is the men don't have the patience, nor do they see the importance of what it means. It's not just about the TV show. It's about sitting down as a couple and enjoying something similar. Like, I actually watched a couple of episodes of Ted Lasso with someone over the last couple of months.
Okay.
And when I think of Ted Lasso, I think of him.
Okay.
Because we were watching it together, do you know?
Sure. But, like, here's the... I find...
So, do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, of course. No, of course. It's not about the TV show itself. It's more that there's a kind of a... In that bonding experience, you're foregoing the real bonding experience, and
actually,
you're just kind of... It's very fake. I hear you.
There's a study. It was published earlier this year, and I think couples who watch TV shows and films together, they experience a deeper connection to their shared interests in characters.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, but you see, I also just feel purely from the selfish lad's perspective, I'm not going to go ahead and watch it if I'm in that situation, because then I have to watch it again. Like... That's also awful. Like, as in, because my friend in this situation was saying he was happy to sit down and watch it again and pretend he hadn't seen it.
That's
and
I'm like, not the point.
That's even more laborious as well. Because that means you have to watch the damn episode twice, and you have to pretend to be equally as interested in it the second time, having already gone through it all. So, Akira, it's funny you say that. I had a similar take to you. Like, don't get me wrong. Also, very dramatic now to be crying over that. But I mean, everyone's relationship is different, isn't it?
Everyone's relationship is different.
All right. But anyway, look,
No, but I mean, this. I think it's very interesting kind of take on human psychology and relationships, you know? And also, we've gravitated so much so in the last 2 years towards sitting down and binge watching TV. You know, actually, that's almost what an awful lot of couples have literally been doing for the last, you know, 2 years, like getting through the pandemic or whatever. So it's not about the fact that he watched the particular TV show without her. It's that he kind of took away their special time together.
I hear you. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed kind of thing. I hear you. Yeah, all right.
No.
It is, Kira. It's more that. I know what you're saying. How about this? Because he did say as well, look, you can put it out there. He's quite defiant in this. Like, like me and a lot of my friends are kind of similar to me. He thinks he's still right. Do you know what I mean? He's still not backing down on this.
Okay,
so he says, put it out there. 51552. I mean, if he was willing to sit down and watch it again and pretend he hadn't seen
it. Not the point.
Is that not, though, also quite a step from him? I mean, I think so.
Like,
trying to be devil's advocate here. I'm just trying to give you his point of view.
Sorry, Chris, you're right. Your friend, he is a king amongst men.
No, but he was willing to sit down and watch it again.
That he would watch a whole 40-minute episode again with us.
Marry him.
I don't know
boring.
Who that girl is, but marry that guy.
Absolutely, if he's willing to go to that effort.
How incredible is he?
Because we kind of know Nicky Byrne from having worked with him, are you going to try and hit him up for free tickets? Like, are you going to you going to try and annoy him and be like, can you put me on the guest list? All right. You should give it a try.
I've never done that. Maybe I should, actually.
You should. Jesus, give it a try. Absolutely, yeah. All right. Let's say hi to Jack, who's on the phone. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are things?
Good, now. Can't complain.
What are you up to today, Jack?
I'm currently sitting in a car park, but I'm on the way up to Limerick. My cousin's going to Canada next weekend, so we're having a bit of a celebration.
Oh, okay, very good.
Okay, so is your cousin moving to Canada?
Yeah, I think so anyway.
You
never know, he might be back.
Well, yeah, see, that's it, but you're having a celebration anyway, Jack. I hear you. I mean, better to be thorough about these things. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Better, better to have the celebration. Where are you parked right now? Like, what are you on your way now? Where has you parked in the car park?
I did a bit of shopping there before I left, you know.
Left where? Where's home?
Mahon Point.
Oh, yeah.
In Cork.
Oh, very good. And what did you get now? Was it a big shop or just a few bits?
No, just a few bits.
I hear you.
New clothes.
Oh, right. Is this new clothes for the event this evening or just new clothes in general?
For the event.
Oh, Jesus, Jack, you're some man. This event needed its own set of new clothes.
I'm now calling you Dapper Jack.
Did I tell you something? Wow. All right. Well, listen, Jack, maybe you will get yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit. I mean, you could share that around at the event this evening and order in a few pizzas or something. Do you know what I mean? However, you will need to play our Quiz of the Week.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
So how this works is, Jack, who's currently in Mahon Point in Cork, we're going to give you 5 questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. And if you get 4 out of 5 right, we will add €100 of Just Eat credits straight into your account. So listen, I mean, sounds like you've already had a busy day of shopping now anyway. Sounds like the card might have taken a bit of a hit. So if you had dinner sorted this evening, you know what I mean? Things would be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, Jack, are you ready for your first question?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Ireland play New Zealand in the Autumn Internationals this afternoon. By which name are New Zealand otherwise known? Is it A, the Boys in Green? Is it B, Les Bleus? Or is it C, the All Blacks?
I think I'm going to have to go with C.
It is indeed. It is the All Blacks.
Yes, indeed. You're off to a good start. Okay, here's your next question. We're still on sport. The Irish football team took on Portugal in the World Cup qualifiers on Thursday. Which iconic treat are the Portuguese known for? Is it A, the custard tart? Is it B, the apple strudel? Or is it C, deep fried Mars bars? This is a tough one, in fairness. Do you want to hear them again? What did you say?
Did you say A?
Yeah, I think you said A. Nope. You don't need to hear them again.
We'll
the custard tart. God, these are so good. Have you ever had one of these?
No, but I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Pastel de nata, I think they're called. They are unbelievable. Oh, my God. But anyway, enough about me.
Pastel de nata, that's what they're called.
Yeah, I think.
There's one thing about you, Chris. You know food in different countries.
I know food inside out.
You know food. You do.
Oh, my God. I know luxurious, decadent, absolutely unhealthy food for you. That is one thing that will be my specialised area of expertise.
I have to say.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jack, your third question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, fans of the musical Wicked have created a petition this week to stop what? Is it A, copywriting the phase Hubble Bubble Toil and Trouble? Is it B, James Corden being cast in Wicked the movie? Or C, speed limits for broomsticks?
I'd have to agree with them here.
So, something like 80,000 people have signed this petition to make sure that James Corden is not going to be cast in Wicked the movie. I kind of feel I stand in muddied waters when it comes to James Corden, because I can see what people are saying, but also, is this not a little bit too harsh?
It seems cool to hate James Corden now. Mm. Like, that does seem to be a thing now. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Maybe he's casting some things he shouldn't be casting or whatever, but it does seem like everyone's really annoyed with him lately. But, Jack, you'd have to agree. You don't want to see him in the remake either. You're just not having it.
No. Okay. No.
Okay, that is the defiance
Jack. Did you sign this petition online?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had enough signatures already.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Well, listen. You're doing very well. I think you're on 3 out of 3 so far. Let's keep that going. Okay, so Rachel Riley has welcomed her second child with professional dancer husband Pasha Kovalev. What quiz show is Rachel Riley a star of? Is it A, A Question of Sport? Is it B, Nevermind the Buzzcocks? Or is it C, Countdown? Jack, what do you think?
C.
Yeah, indeed.
It is indeed Countdown. I didn't realise she had a second baby. There you go. Congrats to them. Right, your final question. As Kin came to a close, name the new RTE crime drama series which kicked off last Sunday night. Is it A, Hidden Assets, B, Hidden Talents, or C, Hidden Agendas?
A? Yep.
It is well A, done. Jack. Well done. You got a straight 5 out of 5.
Clean sweep. Well done, Jack, indeed. Absolutely. So listen, important question, Jack. I know you'll be out and about gallivanting this evening, so you mightn't be getting any takeaway, but when you do decide you're going to spend your €100 worth of Just Eat credit, do you have any idea what you might do it on?
You can't beat the Chinese.
No, you really can't. You absolutely can't, Jack. That's it. Well, listen.
You just made me think of that now. Thanks, Jack.
A Chinese? Yeah, what is it? And I know we always say this, 20 to 1 on a Saturday. You could have an early Chinese, Kira. You could have a Chinese at like 3 or 4. Do you know what I mean?
You could.
Yeah, you could. Absolutely. Mm. Listen, Jack, safe trip to Limerick. Enjoy your cousin's party, whether or not he moves to Canada or not. Sure, listen, you'll have a night out anyway. Do you know what I mean? There we go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Listen, there we go, Kira. That's Jack.
Thanks, Jack. It really is fashionable not to like James Corden. And I know that he does rub people up the wrong way, but I guess I've forgiven him for so many things because of the genius that was Gavin and Stacey, you know?
You see, we have to remember, some of this stuff now is a little cheesy. He's a little annoying. Sure, he's in too many things he shouldn't be in. Gavin and Stacey was great.
Gavin and Stacey was unreal.
Gavin and Stacey was amazing. And not only was he brilliant in it, I'm pretty sure him and The girl Ruth. Who's... Yeah. I'm pretty sure they both wrote All Gavin and Stacey, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Great show. But anyway. What's her name again in the show? The one who's like, I won't lie
Nessa.
To you. Nessa, that's it. How could I forget Nessa? I'm
Ruth
so
Jones.
Sorry.
Ruth Jones.
Is that it? Yeah. So I think he and Ruth Jones like wrote most of it, didn't they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway. So listen, as you say, that buys him a lot of goodwill from me.
It buys him a lot of goodwill from me as well. So.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break on the way for you. We have times like these from the Live Lounge All-Stars, which really was amazing. We have some Gavin James and we'll
You're
be telling...
cry. I remember there was a period during the start of the pandemic where myself and Chris, every time we played that song on the radio, the two of us, like, we'd get really weepy.
Oh my God, I remember during like the depths of the pandemic, absolutely, like April, May, June of 2020, that song would come on and I'd be like, this song is about the pandemic. Do you know what I mean? And of course, it would be very emotional. Anyway, Kira, don't remind me of being
Sorry.
Emotional. God almighty, anyway, it's on the way.
Were you watching the match yesterday, Chris? Ireland were victorious once again over New Zealand.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kira, this would be an appropriate time to say absolute scenes, would it not? There were absolute scenes. And indeed, it was wonderful to see. Great atmosphere as well. Everyone was just, it seemed electric. I wasn't there, but there was a certain electricity to it, which was great to see.
Yeah, I wasn't there either. Now, I was there in 2018 when Ireland beat the All Blacks. So, Chris, for the first time in a couple of years, that win had nothing to do with me. It was all to do with Andy Farrell and those Irish rugby boys.
I was laughing
because
there,
for a long time here, on the show.
You tried to attribute your presence to them winning.
Well, all I'm saying is every single time that I went, Ireland won.
Uh-huh. So there was a correlation, certainly.
Between
you showing up and Ireland winning. But now we can't use that anymore because, of course...
No, I don't have a leg to stand on.
Quite a solid win yesterday and no Kira to be anywhere near
Nothing
the stadium. So
to do with me.
You must be a little disappointed that it's now been proven that you weren't, in fact, the secret ingredient to the Irish team winning international rugby matches.
I mean, Chris, maybe before I could attribute my presence to their wins, but not now.
Yeah,
not
I'm
anymore.
Sorry, you must be disappointed. Listen.
Another thing that COVID ruined.
Right? It ruined your ability to be able to try and attach yourself to the greatness of the Irish rugby team. But look.
Exactly. I have to tell you very quickly. Do you know what I spent last night pondering on, right? Obviously, I watched the match, whatever. Do you remember Taylor Lautner? He played Jacob in the Twilight movies, okay? So he got engaged yesterday, but guess what? His girlfriend is, well, his now fiance is called Taylor Dome. So Taylor Lautner just got engaged to Taylor Dome. So if she marries him and takes his name, she's also going to be Taylor Lautner.
Okay, I see. So there'll be Taylor Lautner and his wife, Taylor Lautner.
Is that not really weird?
That's a little complicated.
I spent my evening thinking about last night. I was like, wow. That's bizarre.
That is a great observation, though, Kira. I mean, I guess now that you can't channel the fact or attribute the success of the Irish rugby team to you, you have to do something else with the hours
but
after a rugby match.
How weird would
it be,
if I were to marry a man and, his name isn't going to be Kira, you'd think, like, or whatever. But, like, imagine ending up marrying someone that has the exact same name as you if she were to take his name, which she mightn't because
it would be like
21.
If I married a Christine or a Christina.
Yes.
And then she took my last name. She would also be, if you shortened it, Chris Green. Yes, that would be... Yeah. Jesus, we don't need a couple of Chris Greens. That would be horrific. Jesus, who on the planet would want that? That would be illegal. I don't think they'd allow that. You know how some countries have a list of banned names and stuff? They'd be like, no, too many Chris Greens. We can't have any more Chris Greens. This is just... the other Chris Green's awful, so we're not allowing any more. There's a ban. There's an EU cap on Chris Greens. I got another text... during these tracks we were playing from one of my friends. Now, I'll try not to bore everyone to death with this, but Kira, have you seen kind of a takeoff in cryptocurrency over the last, we'll say, number of months and or year?
I would say maybe 10 years ago people started chatting about it. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and then there seemed to be a bit of a drop-off, and like only slowly am I seeing little bits and pieces emerging. And I don't understand anything to do with cryptocurrency or Bitcoin. I remember you trying to like talk to me about it 10 years ago and I was like, la 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 la.
Yeah, I think I was trying to explain Bitcoin to Kira 10 years ago and bored her to death. But it's funny because it's kind of becoming a real thing again with lads my age and a bit younger and a bit older. It's a real lad thing, but I've noticed now every man seems to be turning into an expert on cryptocurrency. The reason I'm saying this... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Before I continue, why do I think of Lily Allen and Bitcoin?
Oh, because... So here's the thing. And the reason Bitcoin is kind of the one that everybody goes to is Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. So Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency form of payment. And what happened was, when I was explaining this all to you like 10 years ago, I was like, so there's this kind of cryptocurrency where you can see it's decentralized, blah, blah, blah. People like Lily Allen started kind of experimentally being offered. She was offered Bitcoin. Yeah, she didn't get the payment. She was offered it. Yeah.
She turned down gig payment, and it was offered in 200,000 Bitcoin,
which now would be worth literally hundreds of millions.
No, Chris.
It's probably billions, is it?
9.2 billion.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So Lily Allen turned down the chance to become a billionaire. She's like myself. If I was offered 200,000 Bitcoin, I'd be like, what?
No, because back then, 200,000 Bitcoin meant nothing. 200,000 Bitcoin was about 40 euro back then. So as in, nobody understood its value or its potential, or a lot of people didn't understand its value or its potential. But Bitcoin is mentioned in all these conversations because Bitcoin had such a huge rise in value over the last 10 years. So now, as you say, that Bitcoin that she was offered back then, which would have had a euro value that wasn't 9-point-something billion, is now literally 9-point-something billion euro. And crypto, there's now loads of cryptocurrencies. By the way, we should probably say as well, just the old caveat, this is not financial advice. Do not do anything based on what Kira and I have just said about these cryptocurrencies. But all my friends now are into cryptocurrency, and they all like have accounts now, and they've all started trading. They've all turned into stock analysts. Like, it is becoming insufferable. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this with their lad friends, but like, by the way, as well, I'm not knocking cryptocurrency. Go buy all the cryptocurrency you want, of whatever description you'd like to buy it. I'm not telling you otherwise, but like, my friends have started being like some of my friends that like wouldn't be that technically, or will say financially literate or numbers minded, are doing like, they're
sounds
sending
like me,
yeah,
okay,
but they're sending me all these like, they're talking whenever we're chatting, and there's all these like, yeah man, I was studying a lot of the chart patterns there, seeing a lot of resistance on this one, but it's looking like it might, you know, there might be a triangle out of it. And I'm like, man, you used to eat food off the floor when we were in secondary school. Like, you don't, like, what are you talking about? Like,
people, Chris, you know, people can grow, Chris.
But none of these guys have. None of my friends that are now lecturing me on cryptocurrencies. This is not an endorsement. We're not even going to mention any cryptocurrencies. This is not about telling you which ones you should or shouldn't buy.
I wouldn't be able to anyway, so yeah. I haven't a clue.
Oh, now you see, it's really easy. Now you can just register an account. Like, now it's so easy, Kira, and this is the problem because all my friends are doing it now. You could go online right now, and in 5 minutes, you could own any cryptocurrency you wanted to. You just need your normal bank card. You set up an account with an email and a password, and then it's all there for you. And all my friends now have started, yeah, man, you know, I was looking at the white paper on this one, think it has really good technology. I'm like, man, you have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
What I did this week? This is what I did in terms of, like, you know, trying to get some sort of financial gain, okay? I was watching a program again for the 6 o'clock show, and it was about, like, you know, swapping different items. People have different things in there. Kind of like a cash in the attic kind of type show.
Oh,
okay?
yeah, okay.
And it got me thinking, like, I have a load of call cards.
Oh, yeah. Remember call cards? People collect those now.
Like, I collected loads of call cards, and I think I saw an interview with Connor Pope to say that there is a website that you can actually go on, and you can figure out, you know, how much your call cards would go for. Obviously, unused ones would be good, and obviously, very unique ones, whatever. I don't know where my call cards are, but like, I was there during the week, and I was like, I bet you I'm sitting on thousands of euro, like,
yeah,
thousands
sure.
of yeah, euro. Yeah. And also, very interesting as well, this program that I was watching, holy statues were really, really, if you came across a holy statue in like a yard sale or anything like that, you could resell it for like 300-400 euro. I mean, Irish people, come on. Every house in Ireland has some sort of holy statue.
All of our grandparents' houses would have been full of those things.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh,
go
my
to your
God.
Attic, guys. But anyway, sorry, Chris. That's where I was this week.
But that's
thinking
the same
financially.
Thing. That's the same thing, though. All my friends might as well be collecting call cards because none of them know what they're talking about. That's what annoys me about
maybe
this.
They do, though. Maybe they do.
Oh, maybe
Lily
they
Allen.
Do. Oh, maybe they do.
Lily Allen turned down 200,000 Bitcoin that is now worth 9.2 billion, Chris.
No, I hear you. I get
I would
that.
Stay friends with those friends.
No. Look, I get it. And like, it's fun to own a few things, but like, hearing all of these, yeah, man, you know, I've been like analyzing the technicals on it, and I'm starting to see a bullish chart pattern, and I'm like, oh my God, like, this is a week ago you didn't know what any of these terms mean. I'm probably still like, some of these guys, I guarantee you, if I showed them their payslip from work, they'd barely be able to analyze it. Like, if I said, right, what's that? And what's that? They'd be like, oh, I don't know. But like this, suddenly they're experts. This is very funny. We had planned. There's something else we're supposed to talk about here. We'll get to it in a few minutes because it is very cool.
I don't want to feel this way. Like, I don't want to feel this way. But what he's doing isn't helping me.
I've been listening to this for the last 4 minutes. The second this track came on, and it's unfortunately a long Ed Sheeran track, so I've been listening to it for the entire duration. Man, Kira is angry with Ed Sheeran.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
So Kira, let's take it back to the beginning. Let's what is going on here?
Can I just say
come
that
and
I
sit
don't
here and talk
want
to us about
to feel this way about Ed Sheeran, okay? But okay. Like, he just keeps on making cameos in movies. Still, even after the whole Game of Thrones situation. So I had to watch Red Notice, okay? So it's
oh,
a
did
movie.
You have to watch Red Notice as part of like a thing you're doing for like the 6 o'clock show or something,
yeah,
on Virgin Media? Okay, so literally this was something you had to do. You had no choice in the matter with this. You had,
yeah,
to sit down and watch Red Notice. Is it any good, by the way? Or
do
can you give
what?
Out a review yet until the... Is it embargoed?
No, it's out. The film has Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's an FBI agent and he kind of reluctantly takes up with a team of renowned art thieves. One of them is Ryan Reynolds. And they have to catch an up-and-coming criminal played by Gail Godot. Okay,
that sounds
so
fun. Okay.
It's very The Rock. It's very Ryan Reynolds. And you've got Gail Godot kind of playing this badass Wonder
seductress
woman.
Kind of woman who's able to steal,
yeah,
art and be cool and look,
mm-hmm,
flawless doing so. I hear you. Okay, great.
As you can imagine,
sure,
The Rock is The Rock in it, Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds in it, and Gal Gadot is Gal Gadot in it. Do you know what? It's fine. It's grand.
From those three, I know what I'm getting. Just said the plot of the film and those three actors, I know what I'm getting now.
Yeah.
I know what I'll get for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Fine, no problem.
So you think you know what you're getting, okay? So
okay.
I made it through the whole movie and right at the final scene of the movie, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to give too much away if you haven't watched the movie or whatever, but you've got The Rock and Gal Gadot and they're at what seems to be a very rich Egyptian man's daughter's birthday, okay? And the daughter is being presented with this priceless, timeless golden egg that was owned by Cleopatra, okay?
Okay.
Costing millions and millions and millions. And then she shoves the egg out of the way because Ed Sheeran is playing at her birthday. And then you know when people like rub their eyes in a movie because they're literally looking on in disbelief? That is honestly what I felt. And I was like, why is Ed Sheeran in this movie? As it turns out, the reason that he appeared in Red Notice is because he knew the director. And like, Ed has made cameos in an awful lot of stuff. An awful lot of stuff. Chris, he was in Bridget Jones' Baby.
Uh-huh.
He was in the Game of Thrones episode.
I see, after that he should, and like, don't get me wrong, I like Ed Sheeran, we all like Ed Sheeran, he's cool, and he's a friend of 2FM and all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
but like,
I love it.
No, but like, enough with these cameos. Like, how was it not enough of a lesson with how badly the Game of Thrones one went down? Do you think he's trying to outdo that? Like, do you think he's in, because that was so bad, he feels he has to do a cameo that's good now? He has to do a cameo that replaces the badness of the Game of Thrones one.
It's funny because he was on a podcast this week, The Armchair Expert.
Okay.
Which is actually a very good podcast, Dax Shepard. I do like
it. I like Dax Shepard, he's cool.
Yeah, and he said that it was great to be on Game of Thrones, but that people's reactions to it afterwards muddied his joy of it, which is fair because
sure,
there was absolutely no reason for Ed Sheeran to be singing in Game of Thrones. It was one of the worst bits about one of the greatest TV shows of all time. And that is, again, I do like Ed Sheeran. I love his music. We play it here all the time.
Sure.
I would happily go to an Ed Sheeran concert.
Absolutely.
Chris, he has been in Star Wars. He has been in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
He has been in Home and Away and Shortland Street.
It's enough, enough Ed Sheeran appearing in things. You know
now,
what I mean?
If I was Ed Sheeran's agent, I'd be like, okay, I get it, buddy. Because obviously there's some sort of love and passion there for him to appear in movie. Yesterday, he played himself in the movie
that
yesterday.
Oh, that was awful. That movie where the Beatles never happened, so some guy uses all the Beatles songs or something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Here, do you want... Oh, hold on. We have the cameo.
Okay.
We have the Red Notice cameo. So they're at this very opulent Egyptian event. There's a lot of like kind of fake... Okay, hold on. So they're bringing in like a gift. It's like in a sarcophagus looking thing. And
that's the egg that belonged to Cleopatra that I was telling you about.
Yes, yeah.
For the first time in 2 millennia, all 3 treasured eggs
have
been reunited.
So they're placing it down in front of her. There's a bunch of men in just loincloths. They're opening this case for her. Oh, the eggs are here. It's all very exciting. She stands up. She's gasping. Okay. How is Ed Sheeran going to come and really make this scene? This is like... Oh, okay. Oh. 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 Oh no. Why?
Ed Sheeran, who knew?
God, he's so cute. I found a girl.
Beautiful. And that's also an old song, which is beautiful. Well, but like, if he's going to appear in a cameo, play one of your new tracks, Ed. Do you know, if I was his agent, that's what I'm pushing for.
Oh, God.
This is an Interpol police action. Remain in your seats.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Right at the end, right at the very end of the movie. And like, as I said, and I don't want to be mean about Ed Sheeran because I think he's a really good guy and I think he's a really good musician and stuff like that. But
yeah.
If I was his agent, I'd be like, you know, when somebody is just like overexposed all the time.
Yeah, of course. Like, about Ed a while ago, and then we thought we'd kind of stopped, but then this has all been brought back up for you because you watched this film again.
There was no need for Ed Sheeran to be in that movie. And like, and also this is about the creativity of movie directors. Can they not go and say, okay, Ed has been in Bridget Jones' Baby, Game of Thrones, Red Notice, Star Wars, The Simpsons, Someone Away, Shortland Street. Will we not pick a musician that is a little bit more obscure
or a different
musician to Ed Sheeran? There's nothing creative about it. I don't understand it.
Oh my God, sorry to interrupt, Kira. Ed Sheeran's in the studio. Oh my God, I can't believe it. He's after appearing in the studio, Kira, for a cameo. Isn't that incredible?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I think he'd almost show up even for this set list of a show, just if we asked him to do the cameo. Waiting
for me. Huh. Yeah, I like that guy.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you're right enough. Oh my God.
You know, it was pure cheesy. Like, everybody likes Ed Sheeran. I think that's like a universal. I think everybody knows that.
He's great,
that. Like,
of course. Much love for Ed Sheeran. Absolutely.
Exactly. But you know, when people keep on turning up all the time,
You get sick of them. You do.
You do get sick of them, or they lose their like
the mystique,
stock,
of course,
and mystique.
The mystique is all right.
And also, I don't think it's a good for Ed Sheeran and his brand.
No, surely he's busy. Like, I can't believe he can fit all these things in. Anyway, look, how about this? Let's all relax.
You should watch Red Notice, though. Like, I mean,
it looks good. Yeah. And the answer, Ed Sheeran. And Stormzy's Own It. Jack, I think you even had in your answer. Yeah, Stormzy's doing all right. Jack even had Burna Boy in there, who everyone forgets about. So, Jesus, full marks for you, Jack. Well done.
Thanks very much.
There we go.
Jack, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys?
Can't complain.
We're good. Is it true that you're in work at the minute?
I am, yeah. I just have to snip out the back there while the lads are watching the floor.
Okay. Do people know you're doing this, Jack? Are you trying to do it on the down low?
I know, I told them. They told me.
Okay, well, honesty is the best policy, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
Where are you working?
If you're not. Mattress Mix in Carlow in the Four Lakes Retail Park.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Nice. You know what? Do you go and just lie down on the mattresses sometimes? That's what I think I do.
On the radio.
Yeah, Kira, don't make the man answer
a question like that, Jack.
On the radio.
Fair
absolutely.
Enough, Jack.
Of course, any mattress you're getting from Mattress Mix and Carlo has not been laid on by Jack. I mean, jeez, that'd be terrible. Absolutely, of course not. Well, listen, long today in work, Jack, or will you be out soon enough? Like, what's going on with you? Full day or what's happening?
Came in for 11, I'll be finished at 6.
Ah, listen, not too bad. You'll need some Just Eat, though, then, won't you? You'll need some takeaway.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, all right, then. Well, listen, let's play our Quiz of the Week.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
So, Jack, how this works is 5 questions on the biggest goings on of the last week. If you can get yourself 4 out of 5 answers right, you will win yourself €100 in Just Eat credit added straight to your account. Okay, so listen, best of luck. Let's do your first question.
You ready for your first question, Jack? Here it is. Yeah. Dave Grohl said this week that his band have filmed a secret horror movie entitled Studio 666. What band is Dave Grohl in? Is it A, The Killers? It is The Foo Fighters. Boom, Jack.
Amazing.
Boom.
Jack's right in there. Good man, Jack. Okay, here's your next question. This was a little tough for Jack, but I still think he'll be able for it. Next week sees the release of the movie King Richard, starring Will Smith. What is it about? Is it about A, Ireland centre-half Richard Dunne's colossal performance in Ireland's nil-all draw with Russia in 2011, which they do need to make a film about? Is it B, the rise of Serena and Venus Williams under the guidance of their father, Richard? Or is it C, a biopic of a man called Richard King? What do you think? That's a tough one, Jack, but I think you'll be able for it.
I want to go with C.
Fair enough. That's a good answer too. It's not, unfortunately.
I wanted to say B, but I thought it was a trick question.
No.
I know. Yeah. Do you know what? That third clue in there actually kind of would have thrown people all right. It is actually the rise of Serena and Venus Williams under the guidance of their father, Richard.
Okay, you'll get this next one.
The girls produced it. Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking here because one of the joke answers is not appropriate at all.
That's mean.
I'm sorry. This is outrageous. You'll definitely get this next one, Jack.
You ready?
Yeah.
Who was named Sexiest Man Alive this week by People Magazine? Was it A, Chris... There you go.
Oh, you didn't even let Kira read out the obvious dig at me. That's terrible. You know what? I could be... If they had known I was, like... If I existed, I'm sure People Magazine would have at least put me in the list of Sexiest Men Alive.
Sure.
A close second, I'd say.
Thank you, Jack. I would like to think so as well. Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
However, it is Paul Rudd, and you got that without even knowing. Are you a Paul Rudd fan, Jack, or...
Ah, sure, I've seen him in Friends, and then he was the Ant-Man in the Marvel movies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we'd call him Sexiest Man Alive. Like, I mean...
He's sexy, guys.
No, I was a bit shocked to see that now.
Yeah.
Jack, Chris, listen to me. He is sexy.
Obviously.
He's all-encompassing sexy.
Jack and I don't have the same taste in men as you, Kira, obviously.
No.
You know what I mean?
He's funny, he's nice, he's handsome, he's got dreamy eyes. I get it.
Fair enough. Well, listen, Jack and I disagree, but look, we're all allowed our own tastes, Kira. Okay, here's your next question, Jack. Creator Hwang Dong-hyuk has officially confirmed that which hit Netflix series will be renewed for a second season. Now you'll get
Good
the...
Game.
There you go.
Jack, my God, look at you, Jack.
He's right in there. He doesn't need any of the hints or anything.
Okay, Jack, are you ready for your final question?
I am.
Okay, so it's good news for fans of Luther this week. It's getting the movie treatment from Netflix. But who plays Luther? Is it A, Daniel Craig? Is it B, Idris Elba, who is also Sexiest Man Alive? And C, Benedict Cumberbatch? Who plays Luther? I'm a huge fan of him, and as I just said there, he also was once the sexiest man alive.
Is it Idris Elba?
Yes.
It's Idris
there
Elba!
We go. Good man, Jack.
Well done, Jack.
Nicely
now,
done.
Now, myself and Chris have a very important question to ask you. What sort of takeaway food are you going to get with your €100 worth of Just Eat vouchers?
I don't know. I think I might get a Chinese.
You cannot go wrong with a Chinese. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, always does it. All right, well, listen, Jack, we'll let you get back to work. We'll let you get back to work at Mattress Mix and Carlo, and thanks for coming on, dude.
No problem. Thanks a million, guys.
There we go.
Thanks, Jack.
That's Jack. I like Jack. Once again, 2FM is proudly supporting Stand Up Awareness Week, which starts on Monday. So it starts tomorrow in schools around Ireland, and it's a time for second level schools to take a stand against homophobic, biphobic and transphobic bullying. So in just the last 12 months, 97% of LGBTI plus young people have struggled with stress, anxiety or depression, which is why this week is so important. So it culminates in Rainbow Jumper Day, which is next Friday, November the 19th, where schools can wear the different colours of the rainbow to school, which is a very cool idea.
So from Monday right across 2FM, you're going to hear stories of people who have used the services of Belong To. So they're a national organisation supporting LGBTI plus people in Ireland. But in the meantime, would your school like to participate in Stand Up Awareness Week against LGBT plus I bullying?
Obviously.
Yes, it's more important now, obviously, than ever. So if you're a teacher, you can get a resource pack and all the information you need at belongto.org. That is belongto.org. And there's going to be lots more next week here on 2FM.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, listen, what an incredible weekend of shows as always. I mean,
it
what
was.
More do you want? It had everything. And it even had
and
sports analysis.
And you know
what's
so annoying about yesterday?
What?
Yesterday, it
the
was
film.
Directed by Danny Boyle and the screenplay was from Richard Curtis, and I'd be a fan of Danny Boyle and Richard Curtis. I actually won't hear a bad word said about Richard Curtis because it's kind of popular to dislike his movies now or whatever, but like, yeah, it was just so bad.
I'm surprised because Danny Boyle usually never misses.
No.
Oh,
I know, right?
Hold on, let me see now if Kira's just in the minority here, because Kira can be very kooky. I'm going to go check like Rotten Tomatoes or something. To be fair, Rotten Tomatoes only gives it 63 and IMDb only gives it 6.8. Fair enough, yeah, all right.
This movie was made for me. It's a romantic comedy. It's got the Beatles, it's got actors that I love, directors and writers that I love, and I just didn't love it.
Yeah, you love rubbish like this, absolutely.
I do.
Yeah, all right, well, listen. Anyway, until next time, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye. Chris and Kira, weekends from 11.